Wolftown, USA. Right inside East Lake Shopping Center at 2145 Roswell Road, Suite 230 in Marietta, Georgia. You mentioned this ad from the Loser Sal with the Derek Shapiro Show. You get one free visit for light therapy. Wolftown, USA. Inside East Lake Shopping Center, 2145 Roswell Road, Suite 230 in Marietta, Georgia. You can visit them online at www.wolftanusa.net. Again, www.wolftanusa.net. You call Wolftan USA at 770-565-8266. Again, 770-565-8266. Wolftan USA. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Hello.
Happy 4th of July.
Yes, happy 4th of July. What do they have at Whole Foods?
They have a barbecue every Saturday.
Every Saturday?
Yes, maybe, I don't know. We'll see when you're down with. One of the days when you're down with, maybe we'll go to the beach.
Down? I don't know why they say down, because I'm going to be up there in Rhode Island. I'm not going to be down.
Hold on, I have to put on your seatbelt.
You got to put on your seatbelt. Hey, Ma.
Hello?
Ma?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to tell you something.
What?
You're being recorded on the Derek Shapiro Show.
I am being recorded on the Derek Shapiro Show. Lovely.
Well,
you just heard me sing.
Yes, we just heard you sing. My co-host Iris is here. My producer, Repeat.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, this is not going to be... I want to record you and surprise you. And this is airing on July 15th, the day I'll be up in Rhode Island. This will air.
Oh, good. So now everyone can hear me sing D-E-R-E-K.
I don't have that many listeners.
What?
No, don't worry. I don't have that many listeners. No, I'm kidding. But is Dad there?
Dad's here.
Yeah, let me say hi.
How are kids doing?
Oh, the kids are doing great. They're not in the studio right now, but we're recording the show on July 4th over here. Oh, my mom's coughing on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Hold on. You need to record on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Okay, my voice is going to be recorded?
Yes, you're on now. How you doing? Happy July 4th.
Okay, happy July 4th from Cranston, Rhode Island, Whole Foods, Garden City, Cranston.
Yes.
We got an entire pizza, veggie pizza. We're going to go home and enjoy along right on the deck. And it's nice and breezy here. It's about 72 degrees.
It's about 90 degrees here in Atlanta.
It's 90 degrees in Atlanta. Well, I'm much better than 72 and very little humidity than 90 and with humidity. So.
Well, I should go to Whole Foods in Marietta afterwards. You know, there's a Whole Foods. It's called Harry's Market. And it's very good in here in Marietta, you know?
All right. Well, go for it because Whole Foods, they got a lot of good things. And I know that Mom mentioned about they have a cookout here every Saturday.
Wow.
We can have a cookout right here at the Whole Foods on Saturday when you come in.
Yes.
And they have veggie dogs, they got regular dogs, they got hamburgers, they got soda and
sweet corn,
and they have potato chips, so we can have a little cookout right at Whole Foods.
All right. It seems like they're one of the sponsors, but they're not. But all right, well, I love you guys, and I just want to surprise you on the radio, okay?
Oh, thank you. Love you, too. Have a good day.
Yes.
Have a terrific day.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Have a safe one.
Yep, bye-bye. All right, and that was my parents in Rhode Island. Just want to surprise them, and we'll play a song. Then we'll, let's see, we'll go to another segment, of course. I took my tape recorder here a few weeks ago, and I have John Richmond on the radio, and, of course, you were all joking around in the office over here. Well, that will be playing next. But first we'll play the Brandon Perry Band, When I Fall, followed by, let's see, Wide-Eyed by Cosmic Chrissy. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Kiss me quickly, I'm not too long for this place. The sand in the glass is shifting again. I know you can't wait forever. I got to move on. I heard you before, but this is my last chance. When I fall, I fall back to earth. I'm gonna love you crazy, and I will put you first. I'll put this back together, slowly, a piece at a time. But on the wind I feel there's a change. The sails must come unfurled. I take it around the world. I come straight back to you. When I fall, to her, I'm gonna love you crazy, and now we'll put you first. When I fall back to her, and we can't stay for days here. Behind us is the worst. Time will try to tear us apart, so don't let these memories fade. The heavens will see us differently. Dark clouds will lift away. When I fall back to her, and we can't stay for days here. Behind us is the worst. Yeah, when we fall, we fall back to earth. I'm gonna love you crazy, I will put you first. Yeah, when we fall back to earth.
Many things, too many ways, too many wrongs. Too
May Kao, portrait artist, and Larissa McKeever, fine art original oil paintings. One Galleria Parkway, 1B7, Atlanta, Georgia, Randside Cobb Galleria. May's fine art. One Galleria Parkway, 1B7, Atlanta, Georgia, Randside the Cobb Galleria. Go visit them online at www.maykao.com, www.maykao.com, or call them at 678-779-2030. Again, 678-779-2030. Bridges & Company Hair Salon. See my friend Kimberly Bridges, and you get 10% off if you mention this ad. And Charlene McCarver. Perms, relaxers, colors, jazzy cuts, weaves, and wigs. Go visit Bridges & Company Hair Salon at 822 Concord Road, Suite 102 in Smyrna, Georgia. We're on the corner of Concord Road and South Cobb Drive. Again, Bridges Company Hair Salon at 822 Concord Road, Suite 102 in Smyrna, Georgia, right on the corner of Concord Road and South Cobb Drive. Call Bridges & Company Hair Salon at 770-630-1556. Again, 770-630-1556. VIP customers, senior discount, and walk-ins welcome. Kimberly Bridges & Company Hair Salon, tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Southeast Gold Buyers. Go see my friend Megan Ellison at Southeast Gold Buyers at 5901 Roswell Road in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Again, Southeast Gold Buyers, 5901 Roswell Road in Atlanta, Georgia. Not Sandy Springs, Georgia. But it says Atlanta. Okay. Southeast Gold Buyers. See my friend Megan Ellison at Southeast Gold Buyers at 5901 Roswell Road in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Southeast Gold Buyers at 5901 Roswell Road in Sandy Springs, Georgia. You call her cell at 404-519-4041. You can call Megan Ellison's cell phone number at 404-519-4041. You can email her at megan@southeastgoldbuyers.com. Megan Ellison, Southeast Gold Buyers. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Okay, we're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, episode number 39. And how you doing, Iris, again?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Now, a few weeks ago, the same day we came back and interviewed Ryan Cabrera. Remember, we were all bullshitting and BSing in the office?
I don't know. We BS a lot.
Yes, you remember this, Pete? Okay, and I had my tape recorder, and this is what happened in the office just a few weeks ago. I want to air it here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, behind the scenes, okay? And here's what happened.
She just has an annoying voice. I'm sorry.
You as a male.
You as a male.
You don't have to go there. Cut the rate.
This is my radio show.
Okay, and that's what happened over here, BSing over here. Wasn't that fun, Iris?
Oh my God, did you really have to play that?
Yes, repeat. Wasn't that fun? Repeat, wasn't that fun?
He has his head down in shame.
Yes.
It's okay, Peter.
Shame is what it is, right? Okay. Well, anyway, that was funny. Okay, now we're going to play Fed Hill from Rhode Island. Feature Muriel, R-I-S-E, Rise, followed by Dustin Barclay from Atlanta, of course, True Confessions. That was a true confession over there in the office. And then we'll come back with Ryan Cabrera here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
I'll show you a crossover. I know it's rough, you may need a little pick-me-up. You hit the block, stay tough, dip a milk up in a sippy cup. And they don't understand, they drive by in they fancy rides. Only see your baggy jeans, fancy pants, not the tears you cry. As the years go by, I feel stranded, so the flares fly high. Oh say, could you see by my damn
another dawn, early light. And every night could be the fight of my life. I'm just boxing myself, trying not to get boxed in a cell. Still, I want the most expensive cell in the box on the shelf. Ring, ring, baby, answer the phone. I go and get it like Fumana Yamaha. I can't miss a dollar, my, nah, no, not a penny or peso, not a minute to waste. So I just pick up the pace and go.
Go!
I said, I promise I'ma hustle harder, promise I'ma hustle harder. Forgive me, Father, just a little farther. I said, I promise I'ma hustle harder, promise I'ma hustle harder. Forgive me, Father, just another dollar.
This is for my peeps that struggle every day. For all my hustlers living life their own way, it's alright. We stay fly, Fed Hill, you know we're gonna rise. This is for the lives that we're forced to lead, where everyone fights for the things they need. It's alright, we'll get by, Fed Hill, you know we're gonna rise.
I'm trying to change, but all I know is selling crack.
I don't know how, man.
The hill got a buzz, so we sell it tracks. Cats would sell you something, steal it and sell it back. Had to learn to cook coke and gain double. Heavy hood in the world, it's the same struggle. Head above water, got my eye on the prize. And they wanna keep me down cause I'm trying to rise. Need that Fed Hill jet when we fly in the skies. If it's death before dishonor, then I'm dying with pride. After the storm, we still standing firm. Play with fire, nigga, and your hands get burned. Catch you slipping, they turn you and your mans to worm. The city's rotten. Man, politicians, politic. I don't know why we keep killing each other.
Why?
Selling cracks to your moms, you just killing your mother. Young snotty nose kids when they nappy, yeah. Though I'm glad for my life, Lord knows I ain't happy here.
Not real, man.
I said I promise I'ma hustle harder, promise I'ma hustle harder. Forgive me, Father, just a little farther. I said I promise I'ma hustle harder, promise I'ma hustle harder. Forgive me, Father, just another dollar.
This is for my peeps that struggle every day. For all my hustlers living life their own way, it's alright. We stay fly, Fed Hill, you know we're gonna rise. This is for the lives that we're forced to lead, where everyone fights for the things they need. It's alright, we'll get by, Fed Hill, you know we're gonna rise.
See, I know. It gets hard in the struggle every night on the block. It gets hard in the hustle when you keep waiting for your life to begin. But if you get caught, then that's life in the pen. Yeah, I know. Either way, you can't win. That's why I light it up and I blaze in the wind. When it's haze, I'm in the days until the blunts at the end. And it's days where I don't change until the months at the end. This ain't rapping at all. This is real thoughts, something that you could feel. This is real talk for them niggas hustling blocks, trying not to get caught. Know how to lie and stand and keep a straight face of court. For all my little niggas that's dying inside, always remember, keep your head up, never swallow your pride. Always believe in what you stand for. Keep trying to rise. Always believe in what you stand for. Keep trying to rise.
This is for my peeps that struggle every day. For all my hustlers living life their own way. It's alright, we stay fly, Fed Hill, you know we're gonna rise. This is for the lives that we're forced to lead, where everyone fights for the things they need. It's alright, we'll get by, Fed Hill, you know we're gonna rise.
Know about struggling, know about hustling on the block, a day, ain't nothing coming
what
in.
You know about hustling, know about struggling on the corner. You gotta watch the cops rushing in.
I struggle just to get by, sell drugs so they get high. Still getting nowadays just so I could be fly, get drunk. Yeah, I call shit, floss the 4/5 just to get more chips. Make new friends, that's just more Vicks. I smoke bomb haze, plus a little bit of mid grade. Wake up with no money, fuck it, nigga, gotta get laid. No food in the fridge, starving, stomach's touching my ribs. Baby on the way, no money for the whiz, but I got mad love for the kids. Hear me down close, but a nigga still looking like a professional. I'm all about the swagger, watch I pimp the script. I'm a rapper, nigga, trying to flip a brick. I take a flight to get right or come back wrong. Watch your head, baby boy, you come back gone. It's Fair Hill, motherfucker, yeah, my squad's the bomb. Hustle all night. night long, got them cracks in my palms.
I said I promise I'ma hustle harder, promise I'ma hustle harder. Forgive me, Father, just a little farther. I said I promise I'ma hustle harder, promise I'ma hustle harder. Forgive me, Father, just another dollar. I said I promise I'ma hustle harder, promise I'ma hustle harder. Forgive me, Father, just a little farther. I said I promise I'ma hustle harder, promise I'ma hustle harder. Forgive me, Father, just another dollar.
A lover in a darkness, even in her lies. And the night's been here, face to face. It won't soften any blows, but she puts you in your place. Through the craving, starving my desire. The skin is like a siren calling through the night. And with innocence lost and pain replaced, and we're forging out the roles of the sinners and the saints. As a boy and regret her as a man. So don't talk of love yoked in vain, when I own every mistake and I live with all the pain. And even when she burns me, even when she tries, I present her blameless even when she lies. As her heart breaks now, the New Orleans, till she doesn't think twice when she's burying me. Shame.
We're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode number 39 again, Rich Production Radios. And Rich Production Radios. No, just Rich Production Radio. Now, Iris, remember a few weeks ago we went to Smith's Old Bar? Remember that?
I do.
Wasn't that? We had a great time over there, didn't we?
Yeah,
yes.
Fun.
Yes, you got drunk. You know, I'm telling you. No, I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding. That, she's in denial. No, I'm kidding. She did not get drunk. She did not get drunk. No, but I do thank you for the ride afterwards. We went to you got Steak and Shake, and I was almost gonna get Checkers, but I got Taco Bell because Taco Bell is very cheap after that, you know. So
yeah.
Always on the go, you know what I'm saying? And then the same night, yes, and that same day was the BSing in the office, and we were on late night promotion in Atlanta. That was fun that night, wasn't it? Huh? The late night promotion, right?
Oh yeah. Yes.
And then we went to that's IHOP, you know, that night too. So, but
they left me.
Yes.
They all left me.
Yes, we all left you.
Maybe we came to pick you up.
You know why? Because Pete stinks. You know he hasn't taken a shower in a long time.
Pete,
okay.
Pete, you do kind of stink.
Yes. Yeah.
Pete. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, Pete.
And a little lotion wouldn't hurt either.
See, someone else wants to knock her out. You know, her friend Renita, now Pete. Okay. Well, anyway, before we get to anybody punching anybody, okay, or knocking anybody out, we're gonna get to the Ryan Cabrera interview. Here's Ryan Cabrera interview here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
All right, we have Ryan Cabrera here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, sponsored by Rich Production Radio, of course, here at Smith's Old Bar here in Atlanta. And, of course, you're doing a full-fledged tour, of course. You know, you're from L.A., of course. Mm-hmm. How's it feel to be in Atlanta?
It's good. It's hot. It's hot. But you know what I'm used to? We just did Florida, and that was actually quite worse. So this is kind of normal now.
Sure. What's your favorite part about performing, Ryan?
I don't know. You know, it's kind of a mix of things. Every show is, like, different. You know, every single night is such a different show. And a lot of your show kind of depends on the vibe of the crowd. So we've had some like college kind of shows where it's craziness, which is really fun. And then the other night we did Birmingham, and that was more of like a sit down kind of like storytellers kind of thing, which I quite enjoyed. But I like that kind of vibe, like getting to tell some of the stories behind the songs and stuff like that. It's always fun.
And what's some of the stories that you do tell to your fans?
Just whatever, you know, the song is about, either that or a lot of it's random, so it kind of just depends.
And of course, your big song, your big hit that you had back in when you first came out, Refresh My Memory. On the Way Down, yeah. And that was what year did that come out again?
2004? 2004. Okay. 2004, I think. I don't remember.
And how since you came out, you know, back then, how have you developed as an artist and how have you changed?
A lot. Well, all the traveling and all the touring and stuff and meeting different people, like, you just get more experience. And, like, on the first record, I didn't really have much experience. The only experience I had was, you know, just me being in Dallas, and that was all I'd seen and known. And then now, kind of, like, traveling the world and learning a lot, it changes the music, and it grows up with you, so.
Sure. And of course, you used to have Joe Simpson as your manager. Is he still your manager now?
No, not anymore. No.
And how has that changed now, having different managers now?
Well, it's different because, I used to live with them, and it was a great relationship, and we're still friends. Everything's all good. It's just, you know, business-wise, we kind of had different ideas as to where, you know, I wanted to go, but
sure.
It's all good. We're still friends. Everything's fine. The only thing is I don't go to that house anymore.
Sure. Are you still friends with Ashley, of course?
Yeah. Yeah, we're still friends.
Yeah, and one of your songs, was that about your breakup with Ashley, or?
Nothing like specific like that. There was a lot of people think, like, of course, because of the TV show with her and stuff, that like all these songs are about her. But
yeah.
I mean, I have a couple about her, a couple about different girl, a couple about different girl.
Right.
Just, you know, I've been in a lot of relationships.
Now, that's a good question. How does relationships reflect your music, and how therapeutic is that as a singer to write about that?
It's great. It's very. Cause, I mean, you're getting it out. You're kind of. It's a weird thing because you write it and you're writing it like by yourself, and then when you realize that like lots of people are going to hear like your take on a certain situation, it's kind of weird, but I guess that's what you do it for. You just hope that somebody else has been through it too and they can use the song to kind of help them.
Sure. And if somebody could use it to benefit them, you know, I mean, has a lot of people said to you like to help them almost like therapeutic?
Yeah.
And how does that make you feel?
That's what it's about, you know.
Right.
That's kind of, yeah, if you, I mean, you'll have like some days just at being human, you know, where you get kind of bummed out about stuff or something random that happens in your life, and then you get letters and messages like that, and you're just like, all right, cool. Everything's all good, you know.
Sure. Now, of course, you being, of course, a singer, you know, you're young. How old are you now?
26.
26, okay. So, wow, I'm 32.
I'm old man.
No, I'm 32.
You're 26?
26. Wow, so Iris is 26 and Ryan's 26. That's awesome. Well, maybe because that's
not for long, though. I got a birthday coming up.
When's your birthday?
It's in 3 days.
3 days. Okay, by the time, but when this airs, you'll be 27 then, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, 3 days from when this airs.
Oh, when this airs, you'll be 27?
Uh-huh.
Wow, okay.
3 days after the 15th.
Wow. So my next question is, how has, you growing up, and you're talking about more adult topics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How does that change your music?
Mm, Well, I think just growing up, like I'm more free to kind of say whatever I really want to say, as opposed to then I was kind of a little bit more censored. I mean, I don't say anything like crazy now, you know, but it's just I can kind of say some things that I maybe wouldn't have said before, you know, mm-hmm. kind of as like the fans grow up and stuff. But, you know, I try to keep everything pretty sure. real and positive.
And also, too, who do you look up as an artist, like other artists in the same business as you? Who do you look up to in the rock world, you know?
Well, Dave Matthews was the reason why I started playing music, really.
Really? Tell me about
him. When I heard him, I was like, I started playing guitar when I was 16, and then when I was like 17, I heard him, and I was just
really?
Like, oh, I want to do that.
Really?
I want to be him.
Really?
And then I started getting into, like, you know, obviously, like, George Harrison, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, those writers are
really?
Ringo, too, like, just favorite writers, Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Who else? Just everything, Bowie.
Really? So have you performed with Dave Matthews Band at all?
No. I don't think I'd be able to.
Really? What would that be like if Dave Matthews Band said, Ryan, come on tour with us? What would that be like? Or do a collaboration?
I would immediately pee in my pants.
Really?
Yes. I don't think I would be able to get through it. I'd be shaking. I'd be so nervous. I met him once, and the picture is hilarious.
So is it, I mean, of course you're starstruck when you see them, okay?
Dave Matthews, yeah, absolutely.
And of course, you know, the Beatles, of course, like you said, like Ringo. So how does it feel when your fans get starstruck with you and they want to say, Ryan, I want your autograph. You know?
Yeah, it's always weird because I don't ever get it, because I mean, like, I'll meet some people, and every once in a while you'll get like some girls who either like are shaking like crazy or they like start crying and stuff, and I just don't get it. I'm like,
really?
What are you doing? It's just me.
Really?
And then I guess maybe I got to think back to like the time when I met Dave and I freaked out.
Yeah, so that brings you down to the ground, right?
Yeah, totally.
Now, what do you like to do during your off time? Like when you're away from stage, when you're away from writing, what do you like to do during your download?
Sit at home.
And what do you like to watch on television? What's one of your favorite shows?
On TV, The Tudors, or Summer Heights High.
Really?
Yeah, and my guilty pleasure is all those, like, Rock of Love shows.
Oh, okay.
On VH1, yeah. I'm, like, obsessed. I don't know why.
Really?
It's just funny to me because people are so stupid.
And what do you think about the American Idol this past year? Did you watch American Idol this past year?
Yeah.
Really? And what do you think about, you know, Adam Lambert and of course, Chris Allen, you know?
I thought they were great. Yeah. Amazing singers.
Did you think that Adam Lambert should have won?
No, not necessarily. I think that, especially for that single, I think that Chris was more marketable for that song. And, you know, as far as radio goes. But the Adam, it was better that he didn't win because now he can go do his rock thing. And he doesn't have to do specifically like what they tell him to do, you know?
Sure.
He's going to go and do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's actually better the way it worked out. It's better for Chris that he won, and it's better for Adam that he didn't win.
Right. And then, of course, what movies do you like to watch? Like, what's the last movie you saw in the movie theater?
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge?
Yes.
That's the last movie you saw?
Well, because, I mean, I have a theater at my house. That was the last movie I watched, yeah.
Really, really? So are you more like a comedy person, or are you more like a thriller? Or
everything. No, I don't like scary movies. I'm a dork. I'm like...
Really?
Romantic comedy, dude.
Romantic comedy. So what's the last romantic comedy you saw?
I don't know. It's quite embarrassing. I don't think I should say.
I just want to get out of here.
Okay. What was the last? Probably You've Got Mail.
Really? You Got Mail with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Absolutely. I know it's a good movie.
Yes.
They're all good movies. It's just, yeah, I guess as a man, I'm not supposed to admit that, but I don't care.
Right. So of course, you've been in reality shows, of course, yourself, of course. Do you think... If someone asked you to, you know, be in a movie, of course, you know, what do you think your role would be?
Well, I played a role. I did a movie, it was last year, it's not out yet, but with Harvey Keitel and Frankie Muniz, and I played the jock at school that's like an asshole.
Really?
How am I allowed to cuss?
No, that's all right.
This
is internet radio. It's internet radio, so
okay.
That's okay.
I was the jerk.
Really?
To Frankie, yeah, I was like that dude in school.
Really? So tell me about...
It was in the 70s, so like I had like a...
The 70s?
BG's haircut, yeah.
So how did you get to... what did you do to prepare for that role?
Nothing, really.
Really? So how did it feel to be in your first movie?
So fun, yeah. I love acting and stuff. Anything like in entertainment I like to do, and
really?
I plan on doing more in the future, just
really?
When I get time to do it.
Really? So who would you like to act with? Like any, you know, actors that you have set goal maybe to act with in the future?
No, not necessarily. Yeah. Just whatever is like a fun role. You know, I don't want to do anything big. You know, I want to kind of work at it for a while and then,
sure.
And then, you know, kind of work your way out.
Tell me about the songs that you want me to play in this episode. What song do I want to play first by you? And tell me about the song that you want me to play.
Wait, what?
On this episode, what song do I want to play on my show? What
oh,
song?
What song do I want you to play?
Yeah, from you, Ryan Cabrera.
Play anything.
Yes.
Play. I say play Rise, the Dog Barks.
Okay, tell me about that song.
Off the new record, off the Moon Underwater record. Rise, just Rise, yeah, the okay. Dog Barks. It's kind of a dark but happy song. It seems a lot darker than it really is, but it's just kind of a different song that I wouldn't have really been able to put on a previous record, but now, with this last record being independent and everything, I got to put it on there, so it was exciting for me.
Really? And what does it represent,
the song? It's a song about kind of like imperfections in people and finding the beauty in that.
Okay.
And, you know, not trying to be perfect, and because perfect is boring.
Is it hard to do that because you're so well known?
What do you mean?
Like to be, you know, like what people want you to be?
Oh gosh, yeah, no, but I've never tried.
No, that's true.
You can't try to make anybody happy. I learned that a long time ago.
In empty bars, broken glass, moments past, home now, the dog barks, broken windows, broken doors, broken chairs on broken floors, all these things remind me of you. The sun, all these things remind me of you.
Particular experience or just a collection of your experiences?
Both. Yeah, it kind of depends. You know, most of the songs are about a specific instance, you know, one-time thing, but, and then there's songs that are a little bit more broad that can be about anything.
Really? And also, too, when you're traveling to these different cities and different states across here in Atlanta, what do you like to hang out? Like, where do you usually go beforehand? Like, you know?
I usually sleep beforehand. If I'm on at 10, I usually get there at 9:55, go show on stage, and then we party.
Really? And what's like after the party?
After? Then that's when we go out. We try to do something, whatever's like fun in that city.
Sure.
Yeah, because if we're going to be there, might as well.
So, for instance, where were you before Atlanta?
Last night we were in Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay, Greenville, South Carolina. The same day as Hootie and the Blowfish, one of my favorite groups.
Yeah.
So, what do you do after the...
I went in the crowd, met some nice fans, and they took me out. and we went out to like their strip, and we went out to some bar.
See, that's what I gotta do because I'm a newly single person. I'm getting divorced myself, you know. So you know, I wish I was a songwriter right now, you know, and writing about my experiences. Yeah. But you know, I put it all on my radio, of course, you know. So.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if you could write a song about this event on the Derek Shapiro Show today, what would the song be?
It would be about probably an old bar club hanging out at the bar
and just shooting the breeze, right?
Just shooting and seeing where it takes you.
Exactly. Okay, Iris.
How do you want to be perceived by your fans in the music world?
That's a good question. I think the most thing that I would want to get across is just that, you know, just that whatever we're doing, you know, is real, and we're not really trying to, like, there's no really ulterior motive other than the fact that I love playing music, and that's it, and that I, you know, would never, like, I guess sell myself out, you know, I don't know how to say, like, whore myself out just to try to get ahead or try to be bigger than I am, you know, I'm fine putting out independent records if it's the music that I get to, that I want to make and that's real to me, you know.
That's why you want more independent.
Yeah, because the label didn't want to put out that record and they wanted me to write a different record and I didn't want to do it. Because if I was going to do that, there's no point in doing it, you know.
So how more refreshing is that, doing that?
It's just on your soul, it's a lot more refreshing. I mean, it's harder work because it's less promotion and it's, you know, touring around in a van and doing all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I get to play what I want to sing, you know.
So awesome.
There you go.
Not just because you can.
Yeah, not just because I'm like trying to make money or something, because it's a lot of people will think that about you.
Well, I do thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show today.
Absolutely, man. What up, everybody? This is Ryan Cabrera, and you are listening to the Derek Shapiro Show. Come back for more later.
I won't talk, I won't breathe, I won't move till you finally see that you belong with me. You might think I don't look, but deep inside the corner of my eye, it's attached to you. I'm weak, it's true, 'cause I'm afraid to know the answer. Do you want me to? 'Cause my heart keeps falling faster. I've waited all my life to cross this line to the only thing that's true. So I will not hide, it's time to try anything to be with you. All my life I've waited, this is true. You don't know what you do every time. Walk into the room, I'm afraid to move. I'm weak, it's true, I'm just scared to know the ending. Do you see me too? Do you even know you met me? I've waited. Time to try anything. this is true.